Up in the San Bernardino Mountains, just about halfway between those resort towns of Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear, is the Arrow Bear Music Camp. It's less than 10 miles from the fire's front line. Sheriffs are advising residents to evacuate, and most have gone. Dennis Dockstetter, Arrow Bear's director, has not. He's staying behind to do what he can to protect his family's camp. When we reached him this afternoon, he said the air at the camp was still clear.
In fact, it's strikingly eerie. It's calm. The sky's blue. There's a slight hazy cloud off in the distance, but opposite from where the fire is. Otherwise, it's like a perfect sort of fall day.
But you can actually see or smell the smoke there?
Yeah, we get a whiff of smoke every now and then. The wind's actually going sort of lateral to us, so we haven't experienced any ash or anything like that. But if I'm looking straight out my window, the clouds are rising above, the smoke clouds are rising above the far hills. So I can't actually see any flame in our mountains. I can see flames on the fire that's on the other side of, above Claremont and Upland.
The area there is under a voluntary evacuation, and most are following that advice and heading to safety. Why have you decided to stick it out?
Well, I've lived here since 1968, and we had a major, major, major fire in 1970, and I was a volunteer in the fire department then, and glad I stayed because there was no wall of fire that moved through the camp, but there were embers that fell and little patches of fire here and there that, you know, we were able to put out just by running around with a hose and putting them out. And I've always thought, like, I would just regret leaving, just to think that if I had been there, you know, I could have put out something that we would end up losing major structures just because of no one being here.
Beyond hosing down those embers, what specifically can you do to protect the camp?
Well, I think that's just it. Wait and see. You know, there's hardly anyone around right now. Well, I'm the only one in camp. My family's gone and everybody's basically left the road. But I think that's it.
Now, I know that you're trying to be optimistic, and your family has already left the area, but did they take some of the more important files or instruments or other treasures with them when they left?
Basically just family things. Sort of overwhelming even to think about taking whatever there is away from here. I mean, there's almost just too much. So, well, I guess that's part of my thoughts about there's no option about leaving.
Mr. Dockstetter, this camp has been in your family for many, many years. Do you feel some responsibility there?
Oh, absolutely. It's breakfast to so many people. I'm not talking about my family. I'm just talking about people who have been campers and people who have grown up here and for whom this place has been, you know, a major, major experience in their life. I sort of see myself as the custodian of it right now.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, and please do stay safe.
Well, thanks for your interest. Bye-bye.
Dennis Dockstetter is the director of the Arrow Bear Music Camp in Running Springs, California.